Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Shoppers turned out for Black Friday. Abrielle Laurent went to the Lakeside Shopping Center in New Orleans, where she was handed a glass of champagne.
When I saw people walking around with it, I thought it was something they were buying. And so when the lady told us it was complimentary, that was even better.
Our Rita Foley has more.
Macy's Herald Square in Manhattan has been bustling with shoppers today. 60% off fashion jewelry, 50% off select shoes, says Macy's. CEO Jeff Gannett says there's significantly more traffic on this Black Friday compared to the previous 2 years because shoppers feel more comfortable in crowds. But how much money will they spend? Analysts say shoppers are buying cheaper items now as higher prices for food, rent, gas, and other necessities weigh on them. They're dipping more into savings and turning to buy now, pay later services. Some are running up their credit cards. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The federal infrastructure law has been in effect for a year now. Community leaders around Wisconsin are optimistic about badly needed repairs and improvements. Here's Mike Moen.
At the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Zach Brewing says so far nearly $3 billion in projects have been announced with funding from the law. Most are transportation-related, and Brewing says it's badly needed, as many areas have backlogs for priorities like road and bridge repairs.
And so by having a real strong federal partnership in the area of infrastructure helps address some of the backlog.
The law will also provide states funding for clean water infrastructure and expansion of high-speed internet. The plan did have some Republican opposition, but has otherwise been hailed by political analysts as a bipartisan achievement. Despite the significance of the law, some of those analysts say it hasn't stayed on the public's radar, especially during the recent election. But supporters are still getting the word out. Megan Rowe is with Opportunity Wisconsin, which has spent the last year educating communities about the benefits of these projects.
Whether we're spending less on car repairs due to updated roads and bridges, having access to safe drinking water or improved mass transit opportunities, this law is a once-in-a-generation investment in our state's infrastructure and competitiveness.
And as more projects are announced, Rowe says it means additional well-paid union jobs for distressed areas. She says the long-term benefits from various improvements should particularly help rural areas and underserved communities. An interactive online map from the White House shows the projects so far are spread fairly evenly across Wisconsin. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bock Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com.
If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here in the NAMI building on 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. Happy Small Business Saturday, everybody. I kicked off my Small Business Saturday on this beautiful morning with coffee from Katrina Cafe on 118 West Broadway Avenue. They also have a stand at the new Winter Farmers Market at Chef Pam's. Check it out. I went there after my show last week, and boy, they get quite a crowd, and there's quite a few exhibits, shall we say. And it's more maybe of a bazaar than a farmers market, which is to be expected in the cold season, but a lot of great offerings there. So check that out. A great way to kick off Small Business Saturday. This week in Waukesha, we reflected on the one-year anniversary of the Christmas parade attacks, and kudos to the city of Waukesha, Mayor Riley and his team for doing an outstanding job with the vigil last Monday. I am reminded of the words of a 20th century Irish freedom fighter, which read, "Our revenge will be the laughter of our children." And for all of us here in Waukesha, I say our ultimate justice will be the laughter of our children. And in this spirit, I'm proud to have on today's show one of Waukesha's favorite children. Indeed, I would assert that he is Waukesha's favorite son, Eric Teagues. Eric, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. By now, most of Waukesha or the world know Eric as a member of the Waukesha South Marching Band who was seriously injured during the parade attack. I know him so much more through my son, Evan, and through baseball. He not only overcame incredible odds to survive, but he was back on the mound pitching for the Black Shirts varsity baseball team just 5 months later, and then batting and fielding within 6 months, I believe,
yes,
of the attack. And he's also played for his club team, Styx, all last summer and this fall, and is now deciding the college of his choice among multiple scholarships offers. They want him to play baseball, but these scholarships are for academics because Eric is also an honor student. So, and we're also proud to have Eric's dad here, Don. Don, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
Great, great. And Eric's mom, Jessie, who prefers to be silent. She's dealing a little bit of a bug, right? This, as we all do in the holiday seasons. So, you know, where to begin? It's obviously been, for you compared to other families, it's been a very different year. And again, I know you I know Tyler Pudliner, one of the other survivors, and Putty's like me, he's a ham. We crave the attention. We love the spotlight, but you've always been the quiet man. Like, when I'm watching you play, it's always,
It's your play that does the talking out there. I always enjoyed watching you play, whether it's shortstop or outfield or pitching. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a certain finesse or composure that a lot of baseball players, especially a lot of hotheads like myself, envy. Where to begin? What's this year been like for you? What can you say about this year?
I mean, it's been like a journey, but it's also been like a whole, like, it's like a new path and like a whole way to learn and like see life for me. Like, and that's like changed me overall.
Yeah. Sure. Sure. Well, and also too, you know, they say it's hard to keep a good man down, but I think it's even harder to keep a good man down from a great family. And that's what the Teagues family impresses me. It seems like you had a ton of support, starting from your brother, Tyson, your little brother, Tyson,
yeah,
who was there with you when everything happened and it's been there through you. And he's also had his own journey dealing with a lot of the trauma. And, what can you tell us about your family that we don't know?
I mean, it's just, they've been amazing. Like, they've always been there, always, like, getting whatever I need, like, to help me and just, sure, like, always being there whenever I need anything.
Yeah. So yeah. Now I'm the youngest of 10, and so it's always been, you know, we're very competitive, and so when it's the little brother that's kind of the, you know, in some ways the hero or the one that helped, you know, how does that sit with you? Your little brother was your man, or is that kind of that makes you proud? You trained him right.
I mean, it makes me proud that he was there and he handled like the situation so well, like, sure, especially like contact with my mom right away.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I'm like proud for him for that.
Sure. Absolutely. And, then there's an even bigger family. I mean, well, of course, Waukesha, but, you know, Don, who was recently promoted as lieutenant in the Caledonia Fire Department this year.
Correct.
And just, it seemed like the entire fraternity of firemen and women, were there for you during this ordeal.
Is that fair to say? The algae started that night. You know, it's the brotherhood and sisterhood of the firefighters,
sure,
police, you know, it's a second family. You know?
Yeah.
I spent a third of my life there on the job, so you get to know everyone very well.
Yeah. Sounds good. And it sounds like you've done well by them, because they give you enough time to do some musky fishing, which is one of your passions, as well as to, you know, you coached Eric and when they were young and,
yep,
and still involved. And obviously as number one fans, you get to go to a lot of his games. And so that's, how's that been for you this year?
It was a change, you know, not knowing if he was going to play. You know, that was the always thing stuck on our head. He, you know, he was saying these were his goals, and in the back of my head and his mother's head is this really going to happen?
Right.
You know, we don't want him to fall flat on his face, sure, and get set back even further because something's not going right for him, or,
yeah,
you know, he's not healing as fast as he wants. So that was always stuck in the back of, you know.
Sure.
We thought he'd play baseball again. We didn't think he'd play baseball that fast.
You know, I think a lot of us did too, you know, and it's a real, it's a credit to all of you and to Eric for just the faith and the resilience. I want to read, and Jesse gave me permission, I want to read a post that she shared on Facebook this week during Thanksgiving. You know, she wishes everyone happy Thanksgiving, and said, "This holiday always makes me think of how important family is, now more than ever. Eric said I can post this photo," and it was a before and after when he was in his hospital bed, and then today, I think he's playing a horn, or that picture that I use, that iconic, you know, with your arms there in front of one of the pyramids in Mexico. Is that,
yeah, Cancun.
I love that picture. And to me too, it's just like so symbolic of, like, you know, look at me now, you know? But anyways, as Jesse was saying, when I look at it exactly a year ago, I told him when you took the picture, it was just for documentation. The first picture, that is. He has come so far in this last year. I asked him about a month ago if he ever gets mad thinking about where he would be if the parade never happened. And he says, just matter of fact, no, I'm a better person. We are thankful to all who have been with us through this nightmare turned success story. And just those last few words say it all.
Mm-hmm.
So how'd you do it, Eric? I mean, it's just incredible. What's your secret? Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think just like the biggest secret is just like having good friends and like a positive attitude. That's like, so you always have people around you that make you feel better and like making other people feel good as well.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Cause I remember when, Evan first learned about it, he was up at, a birthday party up in the Dells, and he was just like, yeah, it's Teagues. He's going to be fine. You know, just like not even knowing about what happened. He's just like, you know, he's just that kind of person. Mm-hmm. So, and then we talk. I talk about a lot on my show about that year that Evan played fall ball with Eric and with another boy named Robert Savickle. And Robert's dad and Eric's dad were the coaches. And it was his first time playing with older kids and how much he learned from you and from Robert. And sometimes I think it was just the example of watching you guys play out there and having mm-hmm. fun and also sticking to the basics. And do you like that mentoring part of it, of the baseball?
I mean, yeah, like especially like helping the younger ones. Like it's fun watching them grow and get better sure. too throughout the season. And yeah.
Yeah. So that's great. And now, because that's what I was going to ask is, so you're a talented musician, you're in the marching band, mm-hmm. you're a great student, you've got a lot of other interests and passions. But could you really live without baseball?
I don't think so, no.
I love it. Yeah. That's terrific. And so in college, do you intend to be playing all the same positions you do now? Do you see yourself on the – do they want you on the mound as well, or just more of
– I think the biggest thing they see me as a pitcher, but I'll try for two-way and see how that goes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Because, I mean, you're a great hitter, too, mm-hmm. so I mean, I think they'd want you at the plate. So, yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, that would be – if pitching becomes number one for you, is college more like the pros where you're not hitting as much? Or?
Yeah, it'd probably just be okay. more focused on just pitching.
Sure, sure. Okay. So, but I think you'd miss the hitting.
Though, yeah.
Yeah. So, because, yeah, you're a great hitter. I loved – and you're a versatile hitter. Mm-hmm. If I remember, you can hit for power, but you're a great gap hitter and all of those things. So, terrific. So, what are your baseball plans for the winter? I mean, you're still playing some – like any like indoor ball with sticks or
– Oh, no, just like – just lifting and like mobility and stuff like that, and then like soon, like December rolls around, get back into throwing and sure. ramp that up for the season. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. So it's really back to business for you.
Yeah.
And that's it's hard. I look at you now, and it's hard to believe that what happened. Looking mm-hmm. at the same kid I first met a few years ago, only I don't know 7 or 8 inches taller, and so and able to do so many more things. And whether you like it or not, there's been kind of a celebrity, kind of badge thrown on you. Mm-hmm. And again, your teammate Putty, he loves it. He shines on that, and that's great. But for you, you've always still, you're still Eric Teagues,
yeah,
the quiet man. And so, but does that get to be annoying, or do you kind of handle it with a certain amount of grace?
I mean, it can be at times. Like it's not like the biggest thing for me. Like the sure. attention, like.
Yeah,
it's all right. Like I don't want it.
Right,
but like it's just there. Yeah,
sure, sure.
I think it's something that's been hard for him to try to embrace. Yeah. The show. Thanks to everyone, the support yes. he's had and everything. He's very grateful, but he's also very quiet and doesn't right. want to be the center of the attention.
Sure.
Of everything.
Sure. And I imagine too, because obviously there are other families that didn't. Had a different result, mm-hmm. Like the Sparks family and like the five other families. And so I'm sure that feeling of elation that you have is also tempered with what other families are still, dealing with. Mm-hmm. So do you have any like relationship with those other families, especially like the Sparks family at all?
No, I don't.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. I mean, it's a very private thing, so that's neat. But it's baseball that unites us.
Yeah.
So... that's neat. Do you see yourself someday, we have like 40 seconds before the break, but someday when you get to be like me and your dad, maybe you're not young enough to play anymore, do you see yourself coaching? And
oh, yeah, definitely, because I feel like I need baseball no matter what I'm doing. Great.
I love that. All right. Well, hey, we're going to go pay some bills here on the Small Business Saturday, but stick around. We have much more to talk about with Waukesha South baseball star Eric Teagues. Don't go away.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
the devil's advocates.
Aaron Mostovsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets law and order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostovsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostovsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy today with scattered rain showers likely. Highs around 40. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 25. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. 40 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Low 50s Tuesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Chance for snow on Wednesday. Highs in the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Business Saturday morning. For those of you who are crazy enough to brave the crowds on Black Friday, getting the best deals, now's the time to pay forward or pay back for those local businesses that are going to sponsor your children's teams or some of the other local causes that are important to you. And who put a lot of money back into our city and also have some great products and services. So go on the hunt this Small Business Saturday. I mentioned the Farmer's Market at Chef Pam's. Definitely check out burlap and lace, especially now a lot of people are starting to get their trees up. Some great decorations there for your tree, among other things. Mary Jane's, I know, has some special deals. And it's not just a CBD store. There's some great fashions there, too. Martha Merrill's, of course, always has great gift ideas. And then for the experiential gift or thing to do, check out iCombat Waukesha over by Waukesha South High School, their office Sunset. There's a great, it's kind of a Call of Duty laser tag experience. Jeremy Watson, one of the owners, has been on the show before, and we hope to have him back on before the holidays, too, to talk about what they're doing for the holidays. So a lot going on here. Albanese's, too, has gift cards, and they're an official sponsor of our broadcast of this year's Christmas parade on December 4th. So a lot going on here in the Shaw. Eric, like myself, we finally have some heat here in the studio. We had some temperature issues here, and so I took my sweater off, and Eric took his off, and he's got a Waukesha South women's soccer shirt on. So it reminded me to give a congratulations to Waukesha South men's soccer team players, Charlie Moreau's goalkeeper, and midfielder Coco Montez for being selected to the All-State soccer team. So congratulations to those two and their fine families. Charlie will also be playing for the basketball team this fall, Waukesha South. And I know Eric's been a fan. He went to a lot of the games, went to see his little brother playing freshman ball. And do you plan on making a lot of the games this year as they defend their Classic 8 title?
Yeah, I'm going to hopefully see a lot more games this year.
Sounds great. So, but also we want to mention Eric's girlfriend Hannah is on the Waukesha South soccer team. Is not with us today. Unfortunately, she has some really difficult mission work to do in Orlando, making sure that the theme
mouse
park
was safe.
Yeah, make sure the mouse is safe. So, but they took kind of it was like a
a kind of a class trip, right? With the parents, or what was it? It was a group of friends.
This is like a senior trip.
A senior trip.
Yeah, for Hannah. Yeah.
Sounds great. That's terrific. But you weren't invited, huh?
No.
No. You said, you know, I got to be on Don Brown's show. So sorry, can't make it. Yeah. Right. So, terrific. So, and you also played football for a while. Yep. And then you took a pass on that your junior year to focus on baseball, yep. which is your first love. Mm-hmm. No offense, Hannah, if you're listening. And then, is there other sports or hobbies you enjoy?
I mean, I like playing video games a little bit, but not too much.
Sure.
Like, I'll get bored, but
yep.
Me and my friend, like, Robert, and, like, my other friend, Mitchell, we love playing, like, board games and, like, hanging out in his basement. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we need to bring the board games back. You know, it's one thing we did for Thanksgiving because we had more kids this year. Mm-hmm. We put, like, two or three board games in a bag and brought them over, and they were a big hit. So,
you know what? Robert and Mitchell would come over when Eric, you know, was back home from the hospital, and they would just sit there in the living room, and it was just able to pass time to, you know, for Eric didn't have to think about, you know, the pain and other stuff that was going through, and it's something he could do with his friends that you know, evolve getting up and doing something. And, you know, those two were just so great through everything.
I bet.
In the beginning. It's just unbelievable.
Now we spend a lot of money on board games.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Robert,
there's some board games that they bought were like $150 board games.
Yeah. Wow. That's neat. Could you ask for a better friend than Robert Savickle?
No, he's great.
Yeah. It seems like two of you have a bond that. It goes back quite a few years, right? Since you were kids?
Yeah, since we were playing baseball together.
Sure.
And that's when Mike coached the team. And you coached as well, right?
Yeah.
They've been together since almost U8.
Yeah.
That's neat. Yeah. And I always like Mike as a coach, too.
Yeah.
So, because for everybody, I had the honor of doing the books for the game because mm-hmm. they weren't using Game Changer for foul ball. And then for a couple of Don's fishing trips, I also got to step in and help coach too, which was also fun because it was a good group of kids.
Yeah.
And I think, and it was fun work, you know, watching Mike and Don coach together. So that's neat. And so is there a spot on the Beloit baseball team for Robert, or is he going in a different direction?
He's going in a different direction because I know he wants to go to Purdue. He wants to go to an engineering school because that's his path. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And what are you going to go for again?
Physics and like astronomy.
Physics and astronomy. Yeah. Very cool. That's fine. And Beloit's probably got a great program for that too, huh? So, and a scholarship too. Boy, mom and dad must love that part. So
helps out a little bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's terrific. So, well, that's, you know, of course, you know, everyone's very proud of you for that too. So, what about, do you like fishing with your dad?
Yeah, I like fishing, but I don't like the big fishing, like muskies. It's too boring for me.
Is that
sitting there for hours, nothing.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I like going for like bass and stuff like that.
Bait fish.
Yeah.
That's neat. Where do you guys like to go?
Pewaukee.
Okay.
And then Oconomowoc.
Oconomowoc, Okeechee.
Nice. Some great local spots for fishing.
Oh yeah.
Nice. Are you guys into ice fishing at all in the winter?
Or is that nice? No. Okay, too cold.
Too cold. Yeah. It takes a special kind of person, I think, to. And I know some friends that are into it, but yeah, never. You'll never see me under one of those tents. So, well, terrific. In the minute that we have, do you guys have a plan for Small Business Saturday? Other than these, they brought donuts too. James Santel's morning cannoli show's next, so I think we'll have to save one for Jim because he brings cannolis a lot. So, any plans for Small Business Saturday for you guys, or just?
I don't know.
Who knows? We may walk to downtown. I know we may have to do some grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Sounds great. All right. So, well, hey, we're going to go pay some more bills now. But when we come back, we're going to talk more with one of Waukesha's favorite sons and scholars, Eric Teague. So don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues. Santa Theo.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal. So I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Cities across Ukraine have been hit by Russian missile attacks in recent days, knocking out power and water. But the retaken city of Kherson in the south has been taking particularly heavy punishment. Karen Shamas has the story.
The sound of shelling thunders across the Kherson skyline. Ukrainian troops on the front line launch reconnaissance drones to determine the enemy's positions before firing. Kurt, a commander for a military unit, told the AP that Russian soldiers had taken up positions on the left bank of the Dnipro River. While the goal for Ukraine is to push the Russians further back, crossing the Dnipro River has become tricky as both sides have destroyed surrounding bridges. A day earlier, at least five people died in the city from Russian shelling. Nevertheless, the mood in Kherson remains defiant and resolute, as Kherson resident Valentina Pedina tells the AP, Putin wanted to take Kherson. Never. We will die here, but we will not give it to him. I'm Karen Chamas.
Investigators say the gunman who killed six people at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia Tuesday night bought the gun just hours before opening fire on co-workers. He also left a note listing grievances. Meanwhile, the mass shooting at a popular gay club last weekend has Colorado Springs looking inward.
I think a lot of people, including myself, might have ascribed to the notion that we were going to age out of hate.
State Representative Leslie Herrod is the first openly LGBTQ and black person elected to Colorado's General Assembly.
It's not going to just go away. In fact, it's being bred in our communities and it's been lifted up. So we have to actively change that.
European Union data shows Twitter took longer to review hateful content and removed less of it in 2022 than last year. Meantime, Elon Musk says Twitter will try to relaunch its premium service next week. The last attempt was flooded with imposter accounts. This is AP News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back. This week in Waukesha. And, not one of my usual picks for the music. In fact, my wife Melissa chose that one because she said with everything that the Teagues have after the year they've had, it's time to get the party started. And especially with, you know, Eric's just amazing success story. And in the spirit, I wanted to share a text I received from the new varsity baseball coach, John Stillman, who he was going to call in, but he's in Madrid visiting his daughter. And he said he wishes Eric well and reminds him that the weight room beckons. So, have you had to do much weight training recently?
Oh, yeah, I've gotten back into it. It was like at first it was more like just like the leg.
For physical therapy and everything.
Yeah, it's like slowly building up since couldn't do too much at first. And it's just like making sure everything's good before jumping right back into it.
Sounds good. Yeah. And they said you'll be playing with a new coach your senior year, and I don't know if you know Coach Stillman at all well. But how do you feel about this year varsity? Your last year of varsity ball?
I feel good. I'm really excited about it. We have like we have a good team going into this year, and I'm excited to see how well we do.
Sure do. Yeah, that's terrific. That's exciting because it's yeah, and I know a lot of the kids on the team that also played football know Coach Stillman-Wall since he's the offensive coordinator. And I know they're looking forward to having him at the helm. So a lot to look forward here with the 2023 spring campaign, his senior year. So, yeah, any because I know the you were on varsity the year before as a sophomore, right? You'd kind of jump back and forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, that year you guys made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Right? You won a couple games. And then this past season, unfortunately, was disappointing for you, by your own admission, right? Or it just wasn't the kind of season you guys were hoping for, correct?
Yeah. Like, so. You just came up short in a lot of games and, like, kind of almost seemed like we gave up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it seems like with some of the players you lost to graduation that you'll be reloading quite nicely.
Yeah.
With some of the guys coming up from JV.
Yeah. Like, we're going to miss the guys that left, but we also still have, like, our main core. And so we were young last year, and now we're going to be older and, like, more mature.
More mature, wiser, yeah. Sounds good. So, well, terrific. And any predictions for the season yet, or just kind of?
I don't know, but I feel like one of my goals is, like, trying to beat every team at least once.
Okay.
That's, like, a big goal. But
well, hey, sorry for cutting you off here, Eric, but one of your biggest fans has called in. Who also coached some youth baseball, Jared Dable. Jared, are you there?
I am.
Yeah. Good morning, Jared.
And Donnie.
Jared was a guest on the show. Jared's been a big advocate for moving South football out of the Classic 8, along with many of us, and into a more equitable conference. But Jared's here on different business. Jared, what's going on?
Well, you know, I just got a quick question for Eric. Well, two quick questions for Eric, I guess, is one, which of the underclassmen do you feel might make the biggest impact coming up to varsity baseball this year for Waukesha South?
Let's see. So, like, tours on JV, so not anyone.
Yep.
All right. I feel like it would definitely have to be either Logan or Evan. Especially just because of
Those are good answers.
Dan's, you know, listening in. So good.
Yeah. But especially just for the bats, because that's like the biggest thing we need is some big sticks in there.
Yeah, and they have those. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Good call.
And my second question, Eric, is that, you know, I've known you since you were, you know, probably about 7 years old now. And I can remember when you were little, you used to have really nice haircuts. When do you think you're going to get another one?
You'll see one during the baseball season.
Yeah.
Get a baseball cut, yeah.
Yeah, this could be a good one.
I promise
you that.
Well, that's awesome because, you know, I'm able to look at you guys on Zoom today. It looks like that hair is getting a little out of control.
There's a lot of it, I'll be honest.
Yeah. It's like one of those like 70s rock stars, you know, like Peter Frampton when he had hair. So it's a good look, though. Trust me.
He's got the curls for the girls.
Curls for the girls.
He's got to trust the process. Yeah. So. We're in the middle phase.
No, but seriously, I'm glad to see you back up and moving. I know you had a great summer baseball season, and I'm just proud of you for sticking to it and not letting it get you down.
Thank you.
All right. Jared Dable, anything else before we let you go?
No, I think that should do it. I think anything else, I'm going to bring up with Donnie about not getting me out fishing this year. So
that's right. Yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, the Teagues brought the donuts, Jared, so I apologize. I brought water. So, yeah, Jared was a little salty about it. And rightfully so, because all the hard work you're doing on getting South football out of the Classic 8. So keep up that good fight and let us know if there's anything we can do to help. Eric, as a former football player, would certainly be happy to support that cause. So,
keep getting that word out there that we need to move. And then, I mean, it'll be easier down the road to get some other teams out of the Classic 8, too, and kind of succeed there. So,
sounds great. All right. Jared Dable, thank you very much. So, enjoy your Saturday, Jared. But we may be getting another call from the downtown alder person, downtown Alicia Halbenslaben, to just give a few words out for Small Business Saturday. So, Calvin, be on the lookout for her call.
But and Alicia is going to be coming on the show sometime in December too, so to talk about the performing arts here in downtown. So, and again, as mentioned, Eric is also is a performing artist playing trumpet. Do you still play in the marching band or play any music at all?
I'm in concert band. Yeah.
Okay, concert band. That's neat. Yeah, that's right. We saw some pictures, I think, and I love that one picture your mom put you like just jamming on the trumpet. So we continue doing the music in college, even just like avocationally or for fun.
I don't know if I'll do it in college, but it'll always be like a part of me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is there a genre that you like? You know, like so being a horn player, I imagine you might like some good jazz.
Yeah, it's fun. Like something moving and like
Yeah. So I forget. Does Robert play an instrument?
Yeah, he plays the same instrument as me and Mitchell. We all since sixth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and what's Mitchell's last name again?
Crawford.
Mitchell Crawford. Okay. Oh, that's right. He's a catcher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I know Mitchell. Yeah. So. But that might be, you know, when you guys are home for college break, I guess you guys doing a little little trio, a little ensemble, just jamming. So
break out the trombones.
Yeah. So, well, that's terrific. So, that's right. The holiday. Have you asked for, have you asked Santa what you want for Christmas this year yet, Eric?
Yeah. I've asked for some Dr. Squatch.
And what is Dr. Squatch? I have to proclaim it.
It's all like natural, like soap and all that. Like candles and stuff. Yeah.
I love
they got those weird commercials.
Yeah. Okay.
So Eric's a naturalist. I love it. That's fantastic. So, hey, now what about diet? Do you have a diet that also helps with your kind of your strength training and your.
No, your not really. I'm just trying to gain weight. So, like, eat as much as I can.
Sure.
Yeah. And so, like, working out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means you really are focused on pitch. Because I know a lot of great pitchers tend to be a little heavy on the heavier side, right?
Yeah.
So, well, good. So, now we asked about, we talked about basketball. You're a fan of your brothers. Mm-hmm. And what do you like to do with Tyson? Like, what do the brothers like to do together?
We like the 1v1 in basketball.
The what? A 1v1?
Yeah. Okay. Because we have a hoop on our garage.
Yeah.
That's also fun.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll play video games together.
Okay.
And then, just do what normal brothers do.
That's right.
Fight once in a while.
He's a sophomore this year, right?
Yeah.
So, it's only 2 years apart. Close enough in age. So, that's right. Yeah. That's how my brother nearest to me was, he was born, he was like a year and a half, 2 years older than me, but because he had a late birthday, he was held back here. So, mm-hmm. We were grade apart. So, that made it made it a lot more intense for us too. So, but it's good you guys have a little space there. So, what's he going to do now? I'm losing my memory already. Did we talk about your, do we announce your college of choice already on the show?
No, we haven't.
Oh, can we do that now? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Are you ready to, so, yeah, let's hear it. Drum roll.
All right.
Calvin was a drum roll. No. Who are the ones? Let's build this up. My apologies. You have at least two offers, correct?
Yeah.
And who are the two schools?
Oh, it was Luther and then Beloit. Okay.
Luther in Decorah, Iowa,
mm-hmm.
the home of Toppling Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
So mom and dad may be leaning that way if they like good beers. You know,
we were there and sampled.
Yeah.
When we did our tour.
Yep. And then the other one is?
Beloit College.
Beloit College. And Beloit's obviously got a good baseball program. What else are they known for?
Oh, they're a really good like science school.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, which one is it?
Yeah, I'm going to Beloit College. Yeah.
Beloit College. Yeah. And what's their nickname?
Oh, the Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers. I love it. So Eric is going to be a bucko.
Yeah.
Buccaneers. And not too far from home, so mom and dad like that. You know, you can get Sudosu or Top of Goliath at the store, so that's also a good thing.
A little easier to travel for games.
So, and playing some local teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's terrific. Well, and they offered you a scholarship, right, for academics.
Mm-hmm.
So that's true. What's your grade point average?
It is 3.97 right
3.97.
now.
3.97. Yeah. So, wow. That's amazing. So, and are you in the engineering academy or just
normal?
Okay.
Yeah.
But still, that's mm-hmm. not an easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. 3.9. You might even be ranked in the class, right? Do they still rank like top 10?
Yeah, I believe so.
So, and do you know where your rank is? It's got to be in the top 20 at least.
Yeah. Somewhere in the 20s. I know.
Okay.
I believe. Yeah.
So, well, that says a lot about your school too, mm-hmm. that you got a 3.97 and you may not be in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, kudos. Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
So, what are your favorite classes besides the science ones?
I really like history.
Love it. Me too.
U.S. history last year was really nice. That was my favorite class last year.
That's fantastic. So, yeah, so my wife, Melissa, texted, and we talked about this during the break, honey, but she wants to mention that former South basketball star Tommy Glenn plays basketball at Beloit, so we're expecting you guys to, you know, maybe hang out once in a while at the Beloit campus, or at least show that South pride, you know, like wear your South letter jackets around campus and let the world know that your black shirt's strong. So, hey, you know, and it's one of the reasons I wore this black shirt strong. When I think of black shirt strong, and I'm not patronizing, I think of Eric Teagues and the Teagues family. So it's, again, it's an honor to have you here. Congratulations on Beloit College. So history, one of my favorite history lessons, or questions I ask my kids is, I have a couple favorites, but who was the Attorney General under President John F. Kennedy?
Oh, do you know, Dad? I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. They were related. He was a relative.
Was it his brother?
Robert F. Kennedy,
Bobby.
Attorney General. Yep. So, and a very interesting time. So, good era to study. So, yeah, we'll think of some more history questions. Do you like modern history or more like the going back in time?
I like, like the older history.
The older history? Okay. Yeah. So, like the Romans or the Roman Empire?
Yeah, that's really cool, yeah.
Okay.
Like first civilizations.
That's great. You're talking to the son of a Latin teacher. It took 3 years in high school. So, and a big part of it was the history as much as the language. So, yeah, so I may have to throw some good Roman history to you. Is that 2 minutes, Calvin, or? Okay. All right. So here we got 2 minutes. How about, do you know Cicero well?
Who?
Cicero. Okay. No. We'll pass on Cicero. We should stick to Caesar, right? Calvin Julius Caesar. We all know Caesar, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm going to need more time to think about that. So, but, anyway, that same text just popped up from Melissa about Tommy Glenn. So that's right. Hey, what other classes do you like, though?
Let's see. This year, I like AP Econ. I mean, it's not like a hard class, so that's why I kind of like
you.
It. Yeah.
So I was at a hard time with it. So, but I know the fact that you can understand that, though, it's
yeah.
So, because that also happens, I believe, and it sounds obvious that the better you know econ, I think the better you are at understanding finances and your own financial management. So, it's good that you enjoy that, and it comes relatively simple to or easy to you.
Yeah.
So, fantastic. So, are there any classes, though, like in accounting or finance that you've had to take or no?
Oh, I haven't taken any of those, but okay. There are options that you can take.
Sounds great. All right. So, and now with the sciences, obviously you've had physics and do they offer astrophysics or?
Oh, they didn't have anything like that. Okay. So this year I took environmental studies.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Okay.
That's extremely important. So,
yeah.
We'll have a lot more to talk about that. So, terrific. Okay. So we're going to go to another break, but in our last segment with Eric Teagues, we're going to talk about a very exciting future, again, from one of the great success stories here in Waukesha as This Week in Waukesha continues on the Small Business Saturday. Do not go away.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice. Where your mouth is, be
worry about that action.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. Highs around 40. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 25. Tonight, partly cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 40. High of 51 Tuesday with a chance for scattered showers. Chance for snow 31 on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network, Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you.
Which one?
If you ever find yourself lost,
hey, we're back this week in Waukesha with honor student, baseball star, Eric Teagues, and his mom and dad, Don and Jesse. And we have a caller. It's the alder for downtown Alicia Halbin-Slabin. Alicia, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I sure can, yeah. What do you have to say to Eric Teagues? I know you had a little message there in the text.
I do. I got to say, go Buccaneers. I went to Beloit from 2007 to 2011, so I'm so glad to hear that you chose Beloit. Great school.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, good. Hey, and then you also have another message for us, Alicia, on this Small Business Saturday. What's going on?
I do, yes. I did want to call in and remind everybody that today is Small Business Saturday and encourage everyone to go out and shop locally. I know that there were some great Black Friday deals yesterday, but hopefully you didn't spend all of your money and you can spend some locally here in Waukesha at some of our great small businesses. I know I'm going to be out later on Main Street hitting up Flippin' Fabulous, Burlap and Lace, Almont Gallery, and probably a few others as I walk around.
Yeah. And then, you know, you gave me a good idea, too, Alicia, is that people love gift cards, and there's all these amazing places to eat in downtown Waukesha, People's Park, Magellan's, Mainstream, which may very well be the greatest burgers perhaps in the whole universe. And
absolutely, 100%. Yeah. Best burgers.
Tofty's Tables, you know, quite a few places. And then even outside in the city, Albanese's Roadhouse, who's sponsoring this year's broadcast of the Christmas Parade. And you know, Ray's Grain Brewery's got a great kitchen, too, in the tap room there. And so many
places. Yeah, and you can stop by Steaming Pup today as well. They've got Santa will be there this afternoon.
Santa's at the Steaming Cup. Okay. Yeah, yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. One to three. Yeah. He's coming late today then. Okay. That's pretty smart on their behalf because they're always busy in the morning. So
they are, yeah. Well, otherwise it would be overwhelming, right? Santa plus everybody trying to get their morning coffee. So yeah, Santa will be there this afternoon as well as through December, 1 to 3.
Sounds
so
great.
If you can't make it out today, there's always the art crawl next week.
Yeah. So Alicia, in addition to being an alumnus of Beloit, aren't you a native of that area? Did I get that right?
I'm not. I have family in the Janesville area.
That's right. Okay. I knew Southern Tier. Okay. Yep. All right. But a Buccaneer nonetheless.
Buccaneer nonetheless.
Sounds
Turtles
great.
All the way down.
Turtles all the way down. I'm not sure I know what that means.
We have two mascots at Beloit. We have the official Buccaneers mascot, and then we also have Turtles, which is the unofficial academic mascot.
That explained the turtles at the bookshop.
Interesting. All right. Some Beloit knowledge history or heritage that we're learning about. That's very good. So, any other tips for Eric on the college of his choice, Alicia, before we let you go?
Make sure you get your res life information in early so you can make sure you get the good dorms. There you go. Some are definitely better than others.
All right.
Look for the ones with air conditioning.
Yeah, definitely.
Very good. Terrific. All right. Alderperson Alicia Halbenslaven, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. Go out and hit those small businesses, and maybe we'll see you over there at Crush later today for a couple glasses of wine.
Probably will. Don't worry.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks again.
So, yep. Thanks for having me.
Terrific. So, so you guys said you had a nice Thanksgiving, right? And did you guys travel or you stayed home?
Oh, we just stayed home.
That's nice. Did you have any extended family over, or was it just the immediate?
It was just the five of us. We were all a little sick, so we didn't want to get anyone else. There so it was go. Just us five.
Okay. Sounds good. But you're feeling better now, right?
Yeah.
Sounds terrific. Good deal. How about at Christmas? Any big plans?
No, I think just seeing the family and just getting all together. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be terrific. So, cool. In the, I guess, 5 or 6 months now, you know, before you graduate, what goals do you have, you know, in the classroom, on the diamond, other aspects of your life? What do you have going on?
I just want to enjoy it. Like, it's senior year, and it's like the last part of like being a teen and like growing up before the real world, and it's just sure. like the time to enjoy it and soak it all in.
Well, it sounds like you're already way ahead of the game, looking at your success in the classroom and on the diamond and the other aspects of, you know, your music. And with those extracurriculars, it's not only the fact that you do well in those, but that you enjoy them, that they're passions, they're like great loves. And so, and that's enviable because not a lot of people, it takes years for people to figure out what it is they really love or what they want to do. And then, you again with this experience that you obviously never forget, and we won't, that you've said it's made you a better person, it's made you stronger. That again, I think that's something that sets you apart maybe from all the rest. So and the character you exhibited, you and your entire family, you know, during this whole ordeal. So it's really something to you know, for us to admire. It certainly is an inspiration. So, and again, it's not a joke when I say, you know, when I think Black Shirt Strong, I think of you and I think of your mom and dad and your brother and your sister and the example you set, you know, for the rest of the community. Mm-hmm. So, 2 minutes we have left. What do you want to tell us that we haven't talked about already? I can't think of a good Roman history question other than who was Caesar's best friend that plotted to kill him?
Oof. I don't know that one.
Et tu, Brute? Brutus.
Oh.
I stumped the honor student. No, only kidding. So, but yeah, what else do you want to tell us about in this time that you have?
I don't know.
Just get out there and support the Black Shirts. Basketball season's getting ready to kick off.
Love it.
Yeah.
Defend that title. Love pack it. The gym.
Yep. And then get ready to pack the diamond or pack Frame Park and yep. other venues that you play at.
Yeah.
For the spring. So that's terrific.
Make it a good senior year.
Yeah. Make it a great senior year. And will you guys be going to this year's Christmas parade? Is that a fair question to ask?
Oh, yeah. Me and my mom, I think we're both on the float. Yeah.
You'll be on the float. Okay. Yeah. Oh, it'll be a float, huh?
I'm driving it and Tyson's my co-pilot.
I love it. So, is it a fire truck or just
a... No, it's a float for the Waukesha South Band.
Sounds great. All right. Well, Eric Teagues, Don Teagues, Jesse Teagues, thanks so much for your inspiration, for joining us today, for all that you do for our city. And congratulations on what's an amazing senior and what I know will be a fantastic baseball campaign this spring. So, enjoy the rest of your day. And everybody on the Small Business Saturday, please don't forget, safety is everyone's responsibility. And Mayor Sean Riley joins us next Saturday. And then we'll be covering the parade next Sunday. So bye for now and see ya. Thank you, bye.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.